I had finally done it. I had purged my memory of the name Sarah Palin. The not-ready-for-primetime governor of Alaska, who was chosen to be last year's GOP vice presidential nominee by John McCain after he could not get his first choice, the quasi-Democrat Joe Lieberman, was sent back to obscurity in Juneau to deal with all sorts of political and personal problems. She had her 15 and a half minutes of fame, but mercy, at last she was gone. Then, suddenly, there was Bristol Palin on national TV. You remember Bristol, the poster child of teenage pregnancy? The daughter of Sarah the Christian moralist, Bristol, 17 and unmarried, had gotten the big belly thanks to a sexual escapade with Levi Johnson. Remember him? He was the impregnating teenage boyfriend who was lovingly pictured at the GOP convention holding hands with Bristol as her parents beamed at them. All involved promised that a proper wedding would come soon, before the baby at least. But gosh, once the political spotlight dimmed, so did the marriage promise. Instead of going smoochy-smooch, the Palins and Johnsons are now sniping at each other like the Hatfields and McCoys. This would be just another sad country song, except that the whole Palin clan has thrust themselves back into the national spotlight as sexual moralists. Backed by her parents, and perhaps pushed by them, Bristol has signed on as a spokesperson for a company promoting, believe it or not, sexual abstinence for teenagers. "I just want to go out there and promote abstinence," says Bristol, who obviously did not deprive herself of the opposite of abstinence. This is Jim Hightower saying, can these people even spell hypocrisy, much less comprehend the concept? Okay, Bristol is young, but what does it say about her parents that they would throw her into this media circus?
Today's commentary is underwritten by Wiley & Sons, publishers of Hightower's new book titled Swim Against the Current. Even a dead fish can go with the flow. Now available wherever books are sold.